Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And one of the subjects that we've been exploring on the site for probably 12 months or so is the role of data and business intelligence in producing a more intelligent sales force. A sales force that knows more about its customers, that knows more about its own performance, that knows more about new segments out there, new constituencies that it could reach out to and turn into customers and brand ambassadors. So this is an area rife for conversation and some compliments and maybe also some criticism. And today, to tackle this subject, he's always up for it, is Scott Robinson, who is a BI and SharePoint expert and a frequent contributor to searchcontentmanagement.com. So, Scott, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Hey there, Lauren.
Hey. So I have many, many questions for you, and I hope we can get to the bottom of some of this.
But,
sure. So let's start with this whole idea that, you know, data and BI have really become kind of a core competency for companies of all different types in all different types of industries. How is BI being used in the business today?
Well, business intelligence is really, you can't do without it and be competitive today. And we have Microsoft to thank for that, even though Oracle tried to take the lead. Microsoft made BI really affordable with its SQL Server 2005 product and kind of ran right past Oracle. So everybody decided to give it a try. Business intelligence basically is looking at the data you already have and finding, discovering new questions. And you can do that in any area of your business. You can look at how you're performing internally. You can look at infrastructure. You can look at your competition. You can look at sales. You can look at just inventory. You can look at just about anything that takes place in the enterprise, and you can make it better by learning to ask new questions about it or by finding better ways, to ask old questions about it. That's why we like business intelligence. It connects things that we know a lot about to things that are unknown. You know, what are the things that cause our sales to drop off suddenly? Why did some competitor's brand outperform ours last quarters when the products are basically the same? We need new questions or new answers to old questions out of that data that we've had lying around forever, but we did not fully understand. Business intelligence is about expanding our understanding of our data, and we can do that in any business domain, but it's especially productive in sales.
So to that point, because we cover sales so much on Search CRM, I want to talk about how BI is kind of changing the sales team and the sales effort. So how is it made, how has it boosted sales? What's the key here? Is it just about companies' internal data? Are they using third-party data? Let's talk about how this works.
Well, one great thing about business intelligence is that you can integrate the data that you've got with third-party data. You can create bigger pictures than you would have back in the old days of conventional reporting. Conventional reporting is, I have a question that's well-known, and I am getting an answer where, you know, it's the answer I expect. And I just kind of bounce between those two things. But a thing that we don't know and need to know that BI delivers is that crystal ball factor. In any group endeavor, whether it's a business or government or charity or politics, you name it, we all want that crystal ball. We want to know what's coming next. Business intelligence can do that. Business intelligence can allow us to boost sales. We can do it cheaper. We can do it faster. We can make fewer mistakes. We can know what our market conditions are and when they favor us and when they don't. We can know what conditions are going to be up in the future. And we have a methodology for that. It's called predictive analytics. Predictive analytics allow us to process information that we already have or can easily access about the past and use that to fine-tune our understanding of upcoming events or conditions, what's likely to happen, what's not likely to happen, and what should our response to that be. Crystal ball factor. We're able to make guesses, rather, that allow us to prepare for what's coming up and invest our effort wisely. We can optimize our brand's connection to a target audience. And predictive analytics can give us unexpected insights into potential customers that we hadn't considered. We can perform that same analysis on the performance of our competitors and use the resulting analytics to peek behind their curtain and understand their thinking, and that gives us a strategic boost. So predictive analytics plus BI equals better sales.
So how are companies doing this? And, you know, we talk about predictive analytics so often now. It's kind of a buzz phrase. How are they using past or current data to make predictions about the future? What is that old data telling them about what might happen in the future?
What it's doing, and this is a powerful thing and a human thing when you get right down to it, predictive analytics is basically detecting patterns. It's looking at data and finding patterns in the data that are not apparent to the person who's used to looking at the data a particular way. Human beings look at data, and oftentimes they see what they want to see or see what they're used to seeing. But if you have business intelligence software and you're applying predictive analytics methodology, then things you wouldn't have seen before emerge, new patterns. When A happens, B is the result. When teenagers go back to school in the fall, they buy new clothing. That's a simple example. But with predictive analytics, you can get really complicated. You can see things that, or the software rather, can see things that you might not see, complex patterns. When A and B increase and C decreases, well, then D and E are the result. Now, what's really cool about that is it's very much like what we call human intuition. We all know people who have hunches about things, and their hunches are usually right. We depend on them. Every organization has people like that, people who have a knack for finding patterns. And what's interesting is it's completely subconscious. An intuitive person doesn't have a clear idea about how they figured out whatever it is they know. They just know it, and they just tend to be right. Predictive analytics is basically a methodology for achieving that same result. In the real world, a good example of that is, we have the very popular example now of being able to look at a person's buying patterns and know that they're pregnant. You know, that's an interesting and very obvious example, because it's not too tough to figure that out, you know, without software. But the fact is that the software can spot that sort of thing without even being told to look for it. And that's what we want from predictive analytics used with BI. We want the software to tell us places that we need to look that we're not yet looking that we can turn into sales.
So, and now finally, what are some of kind of the best practices and also some of the gotchas or things to watch out for with predictive analytics?
Well, that's an interesting question, and that too is a very human question. Because, the tools are only as good as the craftsman, and it's very easy to use business intelligence and predictive analytics in a bad way. Basically, it boils down to this. The whole point of business intelligence is to tell us everything that's going on, not just the stuff that we're emotionally invested in or that we care about or that gets our heart racing. BI is going to tell us everything. BI is going to spell out the real world. Predictive analytics is the same way. Predictive analytics, as a crystal ball, is going to give us the best guess of what's coming up, but it's going to be reality. Now, the best practice in applying predictive analytics is essentially to overcome the human impulse to see what we want to see, to overcome the human impulse to expect a certain result or to be emotionally biased for a certain result. The very best delivery of insight when you're using predictive analytics is to simply retune your thinking if the result isn't what you expected. Now, conversely, the biggest mistake you can make is to carry predictive analytics forward with an expectation or with a bias or expecting a certain outcome. The company that makes use of BI with predictive analytics is going to experience the most success if they're willing to let go of old ideas, if they're willing to not be emotionally invested in the outcome, but to simply say, hey, these numbers are reality. These numbers are the ones we can really count on, and if they're not telling us what we want to know, they are telling us what we need to know. So making that emotional disconnection from the numbers you're getting is both the best success you can have if you really want to succeed, or the biggest failure that you can have if you're not willing to take that step. Disconnect your feelings from the results, and you're going to do very well in the real world.
Right, gotcha. So you got to kind of shed some of your preconceived notions about what that data is going to tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Scott, as always, we appreciate your time here and your insights. It's been great to talk to you about this subject, and I hope we'll have you back soon.
Oh, it's always a lot of fun, Lauren.
It is. And for more on sales and sales analytics, you can always check out searchcrm.com and our new site, searchsalesforce.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.